Well, Carissa, welcome to the Bell with Kale, the new podcast channel, bringing all the wisdom to you,
Thank you
right?
for having me.
Absolutely. So you've kind of been an agent for a while, but you transitioned more into the home building side, right?
Yeah, that's right.
With Homefront Builders.
Yeah, Homefront
And
Builders.
can you give us a little breakdown of what Homefront Builders is? What they are going to bring to the community and just let people know what to kind of expect from your guys' products.
Yeah, so Amber and I started Homefront Builders last year because we felt like there was this gap in the market that just wasn't being met by the builders currently in Clarksville. We wanted to bring kind of that Nashville style, a little more functionality to homes, stuff like pantries, bigger laundry rooms, things that make your house really livable in a price point that is still not the custom price point, you know, like still not a spec home level, but something that is offering more, but you're not in that really expensive custom range. So we wanted to have higher end finishes. We wanted to have more modern style. And we just couldn't find that in this market. You know, as an agent, I was looking for that for clients and couldn't find it. And then Amber, having had lots of experience building, when she wanted to shift that way, it just wasn't really a possibility where she was. So it just made sense to start our own thing.
And now you're talking about the design factor of it, right? So Clarksville is mostly the cookie cutter houses that
Correct.
it's mass builders building the same thing, maybe changing up some colors. Can you go a little bit more into details of what you're bringing, mentioning the Nashville style with also the different, it's not going to be the same house outside or inside, depending on where you're building it at.
Yeah, correct. So one thing for us was we wanted to go outside of the box of what you can pick from. So when someone comes and builds a house with us, depending where they get in at the stage of the game, right? You know, if you come in and there's 2 months to completion, we've already ordered everything. But if you come in right at the beginning, you can customize, you know, whatever you want. I actually just was in a meeting where I went to Nashville and she had created a beautiful Pinterest board for me. And I went to Nashville and I found the tile that's similar to what she had in her Pinterest board, the cabinet colors that are similar. And I brought them to our selection meeting so that she could pick from stuff that just isn't really available easily and readily in Clarksville. And on that note, you know, we try to make sure that every home has like those personal touches. So even if it's a spec home, we're picking out like different light fixtures. We're spending more money and not charging that along to the customer. We're just saying, hey, you guys deserve more. The house prices are crazy right now. You deserve to have not a builder grade house.
Yeah, and go over the little selections a little bit because most of the time, because you've been on the other side as well too, right?
Yes, yeah.
Most of the time, even if it's from the very beginning stages, the client maybe only has three colors to pick on the outside, three different flooring, you know, for the main level and then tile, same with bathrooms and stuff like that. So what are most people, like you said, you had the Pinterest board, you selected more things that are outside of the box. So more people, these are custom homes to them already.
Yeah. So we call them customizable because, you know, when you're going with like a national builder, you're saying, I want package A or package B. You get zero variation in there. When you're going with like a local Clarksville builder, like you mentioned, you're getting two or three tiles you can pick from. When you're coming with us, we know what budget you need to be in to make the numbers work. So, I like to say Pinterest is an inspiration. I can't copy it exactly because those houses on Pinterest, maybe people don't realize this, they're $2, $3, $4 million houses. So you're sending me a pin, you want to recreate that in an $800,000 house. I can't use the exact same material. That's just not going to happen. But what I want to do is say, okay, I see that look you're going for. I know because I'm an interior designer how to make that look work in your price range. It's not going to be the exact same, but it's going to give you that same feel. And that's where the advantage of working with us comes is I am an interior designer. That's what I've been doing for quite some time now. So I know how to make that happen. Amber knows how to design a floor plan that's functional and flows and works. We can make tweaks in-house. We don't have to send it out to an architect. We can do that here. So you're getting so much more than just the value of your home. You're getting like these areas of expertise that normally builders have to outsource and then charge you for, but it's just wrapped into our value.
Yeah, and you talked about right there, interior designer piece. I mean, when we were building our house, I was on Pinterest, my wife was on Pinterest. We were trying to match things up. My style versus hers didn't work. Having you as the expertise can be like, yes, sorry, Kellen, no, we're not using that. That was a terrible idea. But Alicia's idea was really good. So I'm going to find and pick and choose those ones to make it feel like a house, make it feel like their home,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. Well, and then sometimes what I've noticed too is people will see a picture, but they're not sure why they like that picture. So me and my expertise, I get down to it. What is it you like about it? Does it feel masculine? Does it feel warm? Does it feel whatever? And then what does, the wife like, or the mother-in-law, or whoever else is involved in this house? What are the things that are the commonality, and we can make you a house that feels good to everybody?
Yeah, and so with the I think Amber mentioned this when she did her class on Monday, that do you guys do 3D tours?
Yes, yeah.
So
So
can
we have a program. Sorry, go ahead.
yeah, I just wanted a little bit more information on the 3D tours.
Yeah, so Amber has this program that's super cool. We draw up your plan, and then we can like virtually walk through it in 3D so you can see how the space feels size-wise. And then as much as we can actually upload the colors that you've picked. Now, obviously, this program is limited. It doesn't have every single tile known to man. So we can find something that's kind of like what you picked, and you can actually see what the house looks like before it's built in a computerized version, but better than on 2D on a piece of paper. It's a step forward in the direction that we hope technology is going.
Yeah, and I think that just emphasizes your guys' skill set even more, right? When I was building, I had the piece of paper and I had to try to envision what it was going to look like. How was it actually going to flow? But I couldn't do that till it's framed, drywalled, paint started to kind of go in. So there was things after the fact that we were like, man, we wish we should have done this. So I think that's just a major bonus point to say, hey, you can walk through this. Do you like the flow? Should we kick this wall out a little bit more? Should we bring it in? Should we put a nook over here? That's going to be more enjoyable for the clients
Yes, yeah.
than how it has been past.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, we just had a meeting last week. We're building this beautiful home in Pleasant View, 6,000 square feet, and there were some things that they thought they wanted, and so we drew them up like that. And then when they kind of virtually walked through it, they were like, oh, that doesn't work at all, and so we're able to save money being like, that actually is taking up a lot of square footage and isn't giving you what you want. But it's so hard for us to explain that in 2D, whereas in 3D we can easily explain that.
Yeah, and square footage is a big thing. The appreciation cost that you're going to have, I mean, kind of look at it as like pools, right? Everybody wants a pool because they got to maintain the pool, but the pool doesn't give you all the value. If it costs you $200,000, you're not getting $200,000 of value out of it. So
Exactly.
seeing that in the beginning, and you guys being so knowledgeable in the aspect of this, being like, that's just really kind of a waste of money, right? Kind of, she put a point on there with spray foam. Or spray insulation versus the others. And the difference of it in cost was like quadruple
Yeah,
the
it's
price
crazy.
almost. So you're not really going to retain that money, even though the national TV shows, everything that's on a house flipper or renovation is like spray foam your whole house.
Yeah,
Right?
exactly.
Right?
Well, and I think that's one thing too that Amber and I both want to be conscious of is we know that when someone comes to us, they have X amount of dollars to spend thanks to, their amazing lenders like you. So we know where they need to be. So when we're talking through stuff and we're like, okay, for example, $900,000 is your budget. Spray foam is not getting you where you want to go in that budget. Like that's great. I'm glad it's on HGTV. It's a good product, but is that product so life-changing that that's where you're going to spend your money? Probably not. And so we like to try and work that way too. And I think myself, having been a real estate agent and actually still having my license, I can see where the value actually comes out on the back end too. So, especially being a military community with a lot of people coming and going, I can say, hey, listen, I know that you think you really want these upgraded cabinets that are $35,000 more, and I'm happy to give them to you. you're not going to get $35,000 more out of your kitchen. Is that where you want to be, knowing that you're going to PCS in 3 years, or knowing that you want to build your dream home in 6 years or whatever? Just forward thinking the process a little bit too.
Yeah, because location is a big key on it, right? So if
Huge.
you were building that same house, and let's say Franklin, those cabinets may work in Franklin, and maybe it'll get you a little bit closer to that value, but putting it in Adams or Clarksville, you're not going to recoup that cost,
Exactly.
right? And
Exactly.
I don't think a lot of people can understand that because of everything that's pushed out there. Like you mentioned earlier, is $2-3 million houses. We're in a different playing field altogether.
Exactly. We're balling on a budget here. And so where I'm
Yeah.
even something as simple as changing the cabinet door profile from like a shaker door to something that has a beveled interior, well, you might be paying 7 grand more for your cabinets. Is that something you want? If it is, happy to do it. We will do whatever the client wants at the end of the day, that we work for the client. But I want to bring awareness to that, whereas I think other builders, and especially because we don't upgrade, we don't put any money in our pockets from upgrades. We pass along strictly the cost difference. So we're not trying to upgrade people. We want them to really make sure their upgrades are thoughtful. And where you see the value is in appliances and that kind of thing. Maybe not on the back end, but in living in it, you actually experience, wow, this range is so much nicer, you know?
Oh yeah, and I mean technology is always changing. I was scrolling through TikTok the other night, and I wish this technology was out there for me because I'm a short person, not very tall, and underneath they have like a little kick out on the bottom cabinet, and so it's like your own stepping stool. If I would have known that when I built almost 5 years ago, that would have been a game changer for me. I wouldn't have to be lugging around different ladders to be able to get cuts out of the upper cabinets or anything like that. So I think it's, you're always going to have what's right now, but you're always going to see stuff in the future that is always, you can change down the road, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I do like to, a big part of my interior design business is renovations. And so I like to, keep in mind that things are easy to change. Something like paint, if someone's really like, oh, but I'm really worried about it in 5 years, I'm like, it's paint. That's, maybe $800 worst case scenario to fix in 5 years. So you should have something you love now, but also, know that you can change that.
Yeah. And if somebody already has land, right, is that something that you guys can help build on, or does it have to particularly be the lots that you guys have?
No, we're flexible. So if someone has a lot they want to build on, we can build on it. If someone wants us to help them find a lot to build on, we can do that. Because, not every lot is great for building. You can build on every lot, but some lots are going to require a lot of prep. Some lots you're going to have to put a basement on. Some lots you cannot put a basement on. So all of those things really matter. And again, that's one of the benefits of working with us is, we can provide that insight for our clients, and we can say, hey, listen, if this lot is great, and I know this lot seems like it's cheaper because it's, 100K or whatever, and this other lot over here that you also like is 175. Well, the one that's 175 doesn't need septic. It's on city water. It's totally flat. We can just start right away. Okay, the one that's 100, we have to put a septic in. That's $20,000 to $25,000. We have to run water. We have to do all this stuff. Well, you're actually and going to be at the same price. Let's spend more and do less work.
Yeah, and I mean, like you mentioned, how the property sits itself. So when we were building our house, we wanted it one direction, but then the grading on how the land was, it would have eaten more into my garage space. I would have had more cost to build the wall on the right side, and I would have had like 10 steps I had to walk up to get into my house. So instead, we flipped it, and it worked so much more. I have more square footage. I saved so much more money. So you guys going out there walking the land with people, even if they own the land already or they're looking to buy it, you guys are giving them those ideas in their head already that yes, things can flip, but if you want it this way, it may cost more, you may lose some, you may gain some, just depending on your guys' floor plan. Now, with the floor plans, do they have to pick your guys' specific floor plans, or if they have an idea and they're like, hey, could you draw this up for me and see if we like it different versus what you guys have already built? Is that an option for them?
Yeah, for sure. We can customize floor plans. We can start from total scratch. We can start with, hey, I saw this on, Southern Living, and can you build that for me? Yep, we can customize that. Or they can choose from an existing floor plan that we've already built. Even if it's an existing floor plan we've already built, but you want to add a full bath downstairs instead of a half bath, or you want to add a bonus room instead of having a two-story living room, we can do all of those changes. And that's, again, Amber is so amazing with that she can design floor plans, like we don't have to send that out to anybody. She can just make those tweaks herself.
Whereas most builders, like you mentioned, you have to send it to an architect or somebody else, and their fee is maybe anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 just for that plan, and it may take a lot longer,
That's true.
right? So if I close on the lot and I have my construction loan for 12 months, then I start the process with the architect, that may run into 3 months of my project. Then we also have to look at now if I'm on septic, I'm in the county. And have to get all these permits and everything in the beginning, that's another 2 months. That's really put you guys into a crunch time on building the house, right? So it's really good to know up front, and I think you guys do an amazing job at that, being able to explain it in layman's terms to most people.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. And I mean, one of the things that we try to do up front too is get a certain amount of the work done before we ever even pull your construction permit. We want to have your plan finalized. We want to know, okay, we need to apply for this septic permit. So we're trying to do all of that before we even like start the money going process because, you're paying, once you draw your construction loan, you're paying interest on it. We don't want that. We want you to be paying the least amount of interest possible. So for us personally, it makes sense for us to do this work up front. And when we first started, we did that, and then we had some people who, they either moved or whatever, and we kind of were left with this, we did all this work for nothing type thing. So now we've kind of found a way around that that's still beneficial to everybody, which is we just require a small deposit. We do all the work for you, and then you get the deposit back at closing, So we're not like these Nashville people who are asking for 10% of your, $800,000 house in order to get your plans going. We've found a way around it where, we're not left holding the bag, but also you're not there spending 80, 90, 100 grand up front so that we'll even look at your project.
Yeah, that's insane, in my opinion,
Yeah.
right?
Oh, some of the Nashville places are 15, 20%, and it's on a 1.2 to $1.6 million house. We didn't want to be in that world either. We're trying to offer that level of product, but we don't want to do that for our buyers. So
Yeah,
we
because
can
that could
try to
strap
find
them, and that could strap them during the project,
Oh,
right?
insane.
If something happens, if tariffs come in, or
Yeah.
the cost of material and something else happens, right? When we were building, we luckily got our lumber package done like the week before everything skyrocketed.
You got lucky. Oh,
I got super lucky, and I asked my builder at the time, and I was like, "Hey, what? Just estimate me. What would it have been the cost?" He's like, "Add another $100,000 to that package."
yeah.
It's like, "Ooh, thank you so
Yeah.
much."
Timing is everything, right? And so I
Yeah.
think that's something that we want to be cognizant of, especially where we are in Clarksville. Like we don't want to be taking all of this money from people up front just because we're trying to look out for ourselves. So we found kind of that middle ground where, hey, like if something happens, we still, we're still getting compensated for our time, but then going forward, you get that money back. We don't want to be like those builders where they're keeping the money, and that's important to us, and that on your end. That's a big financial thing.
Well, absolutely. And you talked about timing. What do you think, most people think is the best time to actually build versus when it's the actual good time to build?
I mean, there's pros and cons to every season. It's really hard when we're going to be getting a lot of rain if we are starting with footers and stuff like that, because we can't have a lot of mud in certain parts of the process. It can be done, but some things we have to wait for it to dry out. So, it's good to start and not be dealing with rain, but that's not to say it's impossible,
Is it when you're talking about the moisture of pouring footers, You said that it can be done, and I'm sure some builders just try to put these things up as quickly as possible. But when you have that, and then you're adding so much structural weight to it, are you talking about you're going to see more settlement shifts when it dries out?
That's above my pay grade. That would be something we would need to ask our foreman. For me, it's more of the like, my knowledge of that is just from them being like, oh, we can't go out there today because it's muddy, or oh, the guys can't get out there today because it's muddy. I don't know the technical reasons why, so I'm not even gonna go there.
Hey, that's okay. I try to see if I could get an answer out of it, but hey, we'll move along past that. Is there anything else on the interior design factor that you'd like to touch on with the projects that you guys already have completed right now that people can go out and look at the quality of build that you guys do?
Yeah, we want all of our people to go out and see what we're already building because, I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I think you're going to go into one of our houses and be like, wow, this is different. This doesn't feel like every other house that I have walked in this neighborhood or whatever. And I think a large part of that is the floor plan, and a large part of that is the design. And there's a couple things that we tried to do in the subdivision that we currently have a couple homes that are almost finished in. And that is, we tried to have a couple different styles. So if you want something kind of modern, we have a kind of modern house. If you want something more transitional, which a lot of people know that as like the Studio McGee type style, we have something like that. If you want something that's farmhouse, we have something kind of like that. We wanted to show that we could do all of those styles. So if you're looking to build, you can see, okay, they can do these styles. Or if you're looking to buy, okay, that is my style. Now I have an option for it.
Yeah, because I think too, what you guys do, just the front fascia of the houses are totally different than anything that's out there right now.
Thank
Right.
you.
And they look so amazing. It's a really good refresher on the eyes to see that type of house come here because nobody's doing it. Everybody's stuck with the same plans, five houses that they've had for 30 years that they've been building, and nothing has been upgraded. The tile, some of them are still 10 years behind. So you're like, we don't need the little tiny sliver backsplashes anymore. Make them bold, make them stand out. And the colors that you did, the house that we walked through, the cabinet colors on those were not your traditional cabinet colors. Most houses are white or they're deep dark brown, right? And so you have one spectrum. You walk in, oh, this house looks really wide open because of white cabinets. And you have other ones like these are just so dark, it just kind of feels closed in. To where your guys' cabinets were in the happy medium, still has a natural earth tones, I believe, is how I would mention it. It's probably way off because I'm not an
No,
interior
you're
designer,
clearly No, you're right.
right?
We wanted things to feel organic is kind of the word that we're going for. Other than we do have one that's quite modern, so it's white and black, but everything else we wanted it to feel a little bit like just cozy and organic, but not small, like there's a balance there, and it's tricky to navigate that balance if you don't have experience in interior design. And so, I mean, one thing I kind of anticipate happening, and it is a little bit happening already, and to be honest, they say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So I've already seen a couple people trying to do similar granite and that kind of stuff. And that's great. You know what? My thing is this: if we're being innovative and we're bringing new stuff to the market and other builders follow us, that's just more selection for people coming to the market. That is only good for the buyer. The fact of the matter is that I'm always going to be a little ahead because I'm not copying, I'm coming up with it. So I don't care if at the end of the day, if people are like, oh, well, now so and so is doing that. Okay, great, cool. I'm glad. That means you're getting something better now from that person too. So like I said, I'm always going to be a few steps ahead. So I'm not real worried about that. And I'm glad that we're pushing this market. I'm glad to be at the forefront of it. And that's actually, we're Homefront Builders, the forefront of home design, and that's, that was important to us as part of our logo and motto.
You guys are leading the way for a different trend. Others are going to follow. Like you said, the greatest form of flattery is imitation.
Yeah.
right? But yeah, I walked through your house and I was like, you know what? I could have a nice little chair right here, grab a book and a blanket, sit by the fireplace, and just kind of feel that I'm at a vacation spot in the mountains, right?
Yeah.
Just because of how organically everything flowed together.
Thank you.
So,
That's a big compliment. I love hearing that.
yeah, and the pantry was big. So that was
Yes.
another plus. Most
Oh my
pantries are
gosh.
like 2x2s
Yeah. And
with
that's the
wire
thing. You
shelving.
really need these functional pantries. Like even like I'm crazy. I have five kids, you know, like I need a big pantry because I got a lot of people that I need to feed. And my husband needs for three people, you know, like we need some space here. But even if you even like just by myself, I would love to have a big pantry. I want to put my toaster somewhere. I want to put my blender somewhere, you know, and that's just not been something that's been here. Like there's pantries, you open the closet door and it's, you know, a 3 foot wide shelf.
Yeah, and your microwave's below the cabinet. You're bending
Yes.
down, making sure nobody's gonna come, one of your five kids is gonna run through and rip the door off, you
Yeah.
know. So having that in the pantry, because that's how we did ours. We had our pantry with the walk-in pantry. We have cabinets and countertops in there, and then we also put our toaster, our microwave in that area, so that's not on the counter as soon as you walk into the kitchen, right?
Exactly. It feels clean and not clutter.
Yeah, but now wouldn't that be considered more of like a butler's pantry?
Yeah. I mean, you can call it a butler's pantry. Some people call it a prep kitchen. You know, there's so many different words that all basically mean the same thing. You know, I mean, technically, sure, there's true meanings for each one. But when people come to me and they're like, I want a prep kitchen, I know what they want. They say, I want a butler's pantry. Okay, I got you. You know,
Yeah. Now, I did see one on one of the social media platforms to where the backsplash of behind the range lifted up,
Yeah.
and you could go through a door, and there was the whole those cabinets in like a U shape.
Yeah.
And that wall was granite. And that was a
Yeah.
heavy wall, right? So, but one of the things I did notice in your guys' house as well too was there was no wire shelving in there.
None. Because you know what? I don't want it in my house. I'm not putting it in my house. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we are paying too much for our houses. You know, like we don't need, you shouldn't have wire shelving at this stage in the game.
Yeah,
And that's one thing, like, there's a national builder that's come into Longview Ridge now, which, like, don't even get me started. But, like, you're gonna go and you're gonna buy their house. You're gonna have two things to pick from. You're gonna be on a monolithic slab, which I'm gonna let you go ahead and Google why you don't want that. And then, you know, you're gonna get wire shelving. And sure, you're paying 50 grand less than you're paying for our house, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what their prices are yet. They haven't put them up, but they always try to undercut local builders. That's kind of their thing. But you're getting way less value. So, you know, like that's okay. We're not really in competition with them. We're doing a totally different product, but that's one of the things that to me makes a local builder and especially us stand out is that we don't do any wire shelving. We do these customized closets so that we can maximize the utility of your house.
Yeah, because the wire ones, I mean, you're gonna put a bunch of holes in your wall. If you want to take them out and do your own cabinets or your own shelvings in there, then you gotta patch all of that work up, then you gotta paint. So to just come in instantly and it be done and ready for you. Now, one thing that I noticed as well too is that the her side of the closet was massive and the his side was a little smaller.
That's in
So
that house,
this
in
and that house. But that
that
can be changed, guys. That can all be
Yes.
changed. And if
Yeah.
you have more shoes than she does or need more closet space for hangers, they can accommodate that,
Yes,
right?
exactly. And
So.
you know, every plan is a little, there's a little different in every plan. So, you know, for my husband and I need the bigger closet, but you know, that's not always the case.
Yeah. So, is there anything else that you would like to tell the listeners where they can find you guys at, how they can see updated progress of your guys' projects?
Yeah, we are on Facebook and Instagram, Homefront Builders TN. And we love interacting with people on those pages. So, you know, shoot us a message, comment, like, share, whatever. We are also starting to do buyer promotions. In February, we're doing like a fall in love with your home promo that we will be putting out. So you might want to follow along so you can kind of see all of that. And we have promotions for agents because, you know, myself being an agent, we always want to make sure that we're taking care of our buyer agents who are bringing us clients. We offer 2.5%. So you don't ever have to wonder if you're getting your commission with us. You are. And I know, woo. And we're for the month of February, we're doing an additional promo, which is on our social media. So it's a good place to check it out. And then we have a website, homefrontbuilderstn.com. We're about to start revamping that a little bit. When we built the website, we websites are expensive. So in terms of startup costs, we didn't want to drop that 15K there at the time. So we will be upgrading that now that we're able to. And so that will be kind of a fun thing to follow along, I guess, if you're into websites, I don't know. But we have pictures there, we have all of that. And both Amber and myself, I think at the end of the day, customer service is a really important thing to us. So we want people to come to us knowing that, you know, I've been told no by this builder that I can't have this. Well, okay, you can have it. You have to pay for it, but you can have it. You know, like we've had some people come and they've said, you know, I want to do this thing that's very specific. So I won't say it specifically. And another builder told me that I can't do it. And we're like, yeah, we'll price it for you. No problem. Let's do it, you know, because that's another thing that's kind of missing here is you're either full blown custom where yes, you can do whatever you want, but then, you know, you're paying that way versus the spec home where you're not allowed to do anything. So we're trying to be that bridge.
Yeah, I think you guys are doing a really good job with that, just with what you have on the grounds right now. And so if you guys ever want to go check out some of their properties, go to their website, reach out to the agents that are listed on their website to be able to tour. If it's something that you're looking to build your own custom, semi-custom, whatever it may be, you can have a feel of what they do now so that you know the type of build quality that you'll have when you do use them. So, Carissa, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.